This chazar is echinish bechus rishang v'im yehudim esach divam estaf ayin tes. Pasuk says that Ritzvah bas Aya watched over the hanging corpses of the story that we just told in the Gemara yesterday. She did so until the rainy season came to make sure that no birds or animals got to them. How could they leave them hanging such a long time? We know there's a pasuk that says you're not to leave a corpse hanging overnight. Rabbi Yochanan named Rav Shimon Yatzadik said it's preferable not to follow that pasuk because it led to a tremendous public kiddush Hashem. Because passersby would ask why these people are hanging for such a long time. They were told these people were princes who were hanging because they started up with converts who weren't even fully accepted into Klal Yisrael. They weren't allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael. The passersby would say, there's no nation as great as the Jews. If they even punish princes as severely, how much more so they would hold the regular people accountable? And if they give such severe punishment to starting up with converts who are not even fully accepted, how much more so they would punish for starting up with Geirim who are accepted? Immediately following this incident, 150,000 Geirim joined Klal Yisrael, the pasuk says. How could the Gemara earlier have said it was David who was geyser not to allow in the Nesim to marry into Klal Yisrael? You find Psukim that teach it was Moshe who was so geyser. Where it says Moshe was geyser for the Nesim who lived at that time. David was geyser for all future generations as well. We find that it was Yeshua who was geyser about the Nesim. Where it says Yeshua was geyser for the time that the Beis HaMikdash stood. David was geyser even when the Beis HaMikdash no longer stood. Where it says in the days of Rebbe, they wanted to allow Nesim to marry into the Kahal. Rebbe told them, we can release our rights to them. The Nesim were given to the Yidden as slaves, but we can't release the rights of the Mizbeah to them. This argues on Rav Chiya bar Abba, the name of Rav Yechanan, who said that when the Beis HaMikdash is no longer standing, the Mizbeach no longer has rights to the Nesinim, and therefore there was nothing to be matter for that. Zak, the Mishnah of Yeshua said, I heard that a Sris, a man who can't have children, I heard that a Sris has to do Chalitza, and Chalitza must be done for his wife, meaning he's included in the Halachos of Yibam. And I have also heard that a Sris does not do Chalitza, and Chalitza is not done for his wife, meaning he's not included in the Mitzvah of Yibam. But I can't explain the distinction between the cases. Rabbi Kiva said, I can explain. A man who became a Sris after birth has to do Chalitza, and Chalitza must be done to his wife, since he had a time when he was able to have children. However, a Sris from birth, a Sris Chama, is not involved in Yibam at all, because he never had the ability to have children. But Eliezer said, this is not so. Rather, a Sris from birth is the one who was included in the Yibam obligations. His Chama has Yibam. Why Yibam obligations? Because it's possible for him to be healed. However, a Sris Adam, a man who became a Sris after birth through an injury, is not included in the Yibam obligation because there's no chance of him ever being healed. Rabbi Yeshua ben Meseira testified about Ben Megusas, who was a Sris who was after birth, a Sris Adam, who lived in Yerushalayim, and Yibam was done to his wife in accordance with the view of Rabbi Akiva. The Mishnah says a Sris does not do Chalitza or Yibam. An Islandess does not get Chalitza or Yibam. If a Sris gives Chalitza to a Yavama, she is still allowed to marry a Kohen. However, if he had beer with the Yavama, she may not marry the Kohen because she engaged in an act of Znus, because it's Eishes Ach, not Shalom Makam Mitzvah, and therefore makes her Aser. Similarly, if an Islandess got Chalitza, she may still marry a Kohen. But if beer was on to her, she may not, because she has engaged in an act of Znus. Again, it's Eishes Ach, Shalom Makam Mitzvah, and therefore it's an act of Znus. For the Gemara, we know there will be a Kiva treats Chayve Lam like Chayve Krisus. They say they both produce mamzerim. Marriage is not effective in either case. If so, there should be no chiyav yibam with a sris who is osir via the lava of patsua daka, just as there's no chiyav, just like there's no chiyav yibam by chayav krisus. Rav Ami said the case of the Mishnah is where a woman who was the Yevama was the Giyaris. And Rabbi Kiva holds Rabbi Yossi, who says that a Ptua Daka is allowed to marry Giyaris because Kahal Geyim Leikur Kal. So there's no love over here. If so, is she even allowed to be Yibam? Do Yibam, not just Chalitza. Rabbi Kiva would actually allow Yibam to be done. He only talks in terms of Chalitza because Rabbi Yeshua talks in terms of Chalitza before him in the Mishnah. And we even see from the statement of Rabbi Yeshua and Meseira at the end of the Mishnah over there where he was made that Taka Rabbi Kiva would even let Yibam. Rabbi asked, the Brisa which follows Rabbi Kiva says that if the brother of a Sris dies without children and the Sris goes ahead and does bia with the Yavama, he's kainer, but he has to divorce her because he's usher to her based on the Isser Batua Daka. We see Rabbi Kiva says that he's subject to Yibam even though she's not a Giyaris. If so, we're back to the original question that according to Rabbi Kiva, why is a Sris subject to Yibam altogether? Rabbi said, the case of the Mishnah is where the brother died before the Yavam was a Sris, and he then became a Sris. Therefore, there was a Zika that took hold, and he has to do something to get rid of the Zika. Abaye asked, if so, we should say that the Isser Batua Daka should come along and annul the Aseh of Yibam. Rabbi Yosef, we find elsewhere that such a thing happens. Rabbi Yosef said, the Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah is the Tana de Bei Rabbi Akiva, who holds that only the type of Chayve Lavim that creates, the only type of Chayve Lavim that creates a Mamzer is when the Lav is based on a relationship of a relative. However, other Lavim, like Batu Adaka, do not create Mamzerim, are therefore not like Chayve Krisis, and therefore allow the Yibam obligation to take effect. How has Rabbi Akiva say to allow a Sris to do Yibam when it's not possible for him to fulfill the mitzvah of Yibam? Because the pasuk says lahakim la'achav shem, and this person never can't have children. Rava said there's no chiv on a man who was If there's no chiyuv on a man who once was able to have children, there should never be a case of yibum, because every person is incapable of having children at the moment of death, and therefore we should say that he should not make his wife chayiv in yibum because he wasn't able to have children at the time of death either. Rather, you see that it must be as long as at one point in time he was able to have children, and that's why the husband also, since at one point in time he was able to have children, it does create a chiyuv of yibum, and therefore this risk would be chayiv in yibum as well, because at one point he was able to have children. In fact, maybe this answer can refute the view of Rabbi Eliezer. He would say that the inability at the moment of before death is very different, because that's based on the weakness of the impending death. It's not called an inability to have children. In fact, what does the term Sris Chama in the Mishnah refer to? Rabbi Yosef Ha-Yosef, the name of Rabbi Yochanan, said that it refers to someone who was already a Sris before being born, meaning he's born already as a Sris. How do we know someone has this condition? Abaye said, this is anyone who does not urinate in an arching way. His urine does not project far from his body. That means that he is a Sris.